I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not.
Hi everyone, this is Joshua Stewart for Advocacy, the Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. I got Heather Billows and Tyler Havlicek and Cody on my thing, and Dean Weber and Marianne all on my show tonight. We're going to discuss about the advocacy stuff that we go on in this world. Today's topic is, what do we do about the state funding and how it's going with this year? So Tyler, we're going to start with you. Where do you think the state funding's going with nonprofits?
Well, I have some good news. The state funding is, the state has funded the nonprofits on a 40% increase year over year. And the room for next year will be another 20% increase for all nonprofits. So we're getting streamlined funding from the state every year going forward.
And with that going forward, like, what kind of programs should we expect out of this?
Well, this New York State's going to continue improving the independent community program without walls and the community programs, and you can expect a decrease of day programs turning in an increase turning into community day programs without walls.
Yeah, I can actually make a comment on that, because I'm in the Without Walls program through Developmental Disabilities Institute. I love it. You get to go out volunteering, you get to go out to bowling, all kinds of fun stuff you all get to do in the community. What do you think of that, Tyler?
Good. I think it's an awesome step forward. You know, the state doesn't want people in buildings all day. They want people out in the community, join the community, and they're also bringing Program Without Walls to residential.
Nice. I like that, because I'm in a residential home with SCL, and the cool thing about that is that we're going to be working hard to advocate in our organization ability for us, which is what sponsors this podcast. So, Tyler, now, anything else we should be expecting from this new budget?
Yes. Also, more funding for program safety cameras and program premises. They're going to have special, sophisticated speed device monitoring systems in the all program vans, and they're also going to be put in high-tech equipment such as smart boards and all programs. And they're also having funding for vehicle transportation and day programs. So every 3 years, the DOT requires nonprofits to update their vehicles and just more safety vehicles.
Nice. Now, Tyler, my question is, going forward, what are they going to do with the old programs that have wall, like the walled programs, like ones that are in buildings? What are they eventually going to do with all those sites?
So the programs that are the programs where you sit inside all day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the program they sit inside all day, they're going to transfer them and move them into a program without walls or community center.
Now, my question is, I told you, I'm in Without Walls with DDI, and they only let people that can act appropriately in the community out. So what are they going to do with the people that are unable to be in the community because they don't know how to be appropriate or they're a danger to the community?
Well, the people that are a danger or inappropriate in the community will have to stay back into they'll have to even stay home or move into a day program that offers more oversight and restrictive limitations.
Nice. Now my question is, now is there anything else you want to bring up that we're doing with funding?
I know that there are increasing funding for residential and day programs and also residential maintenance. So all residential houses are to be equipped with the most safety appliances. So, always check your appliances and some that work in. They do have state funding for the maintenance budget on these residential homes.
Yeah, well, Todd, guess what? With that being said, my house just got an uplift. My group home just got an uplift on it.
Yes, and that is the result of all these nonprofit fundings. And also, DSP, be fair to DSP raises, are in the state's budget. So the state has a 2-3% increase in DSP and residential staff raises also.
Nice. That means more people, more quality people coming in.
Yeah, more quality people and more staff members to take you out. And you'll see in the next couple of years, this is really going to blossom.
Nice. With that being said, we're going to close it up for tonight. We thank you for going with episode one of The Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. Say goodbye, Tyler. We thank you for being on here.
Yep, goodbye. Have a good night, and we'll see you in the next segment.
All right, take care, everyone.